Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Did she break waiting room etiquette? Is she jerk or justified? Well, that's for you to decide.
There is now a new dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is an area which we call the Judgment Zone.
Jerk or Justified is brought to you by Zaya Proko, the official lawyers of the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on the Breakfast Buzz.
I didn't know there were rules. Is there something I missed on the wall?
There are rules.
Is there?
There's rules to everything. Life is full of rules. And sometimes you don't even know you're breaking them. Sometimes you don't give a damn about the rules and you break them and you know you're breaking them. Mm-hmm. Well, this is now up to you to decide if she was breaking the rules. And poor Darlene was going to present the case because she was the person in the waiting room calling out, like, who witnessed this breaking of the rules.
Okay.
But she's feeling under the weather today, so she's not able to present the case. She was so excited to present the case, but I said I'll do it for her.
We'll give you hugs.
Okay, yeah. Did you just give
Elbow
air
hugs.
Elbow hugs?
Yeah, it's the new COVID hug. It's where you hug with you squish your elbows up and you do that. You know, like an elbow shake like that, you know?
Yeah, but what?
COVID shake, elbow hug, no hands.
But she's not really physically here. You don't have to. Like, when you say hugs, you can actually give the actual hug.
Yeah, I feel skinny with my hands out. Now my hands.
But the elbow hug looks, you look ridiculous. Okay, anyhow, we digress. Okay, so this was her original message to us. Ready?
Yeah.
Jerk or justified, you guys are the jury, 222-2899. When sitting in a waiting area, is it acceptable to play videos or such on your phone out loud for all to hear?
Ooh.
While waiting in a waiting room today, a woman continued to play videos on her phone that contained multiple swear words, racial slurs, and more, with no regard to the others being forced to listen.
Oh, boy. I would assume they're like music videos or something like that.
Oh. I don't even know what waiting room. I kind of just assume a doctor's office. Huh. But I don't know. I don't know what the scenario was. I don't know what the waiting room was. I don't know. Yeah.
That jerk justified for her to just, you know, not silence the phone and, oh, man. And then you listen. Then it's like the content that's coming out of it.
Why is this so hard for you to answer?
I guess it's not. It'd be a jerk move. You can't do that, especially if there's kids around. There's a possibility of kids coming in and you got swear words coming out of your phone. That's a slam dunk. No, jerk.
Okay. Why did it take you so long, though?
Because I was trying to find another side of no.
Oh, okay. Okay. You really feel that way. There's no wishy-washiness in you at all?
No.
Okay. All right. So now it's up to the jury. If you adamantly feel this is completely fine, then you have to try to convince Scott and everybody else.
Jeez,
but, you know, this does it. There are those people, not only with their phone watching things in the waiting room, you'll hear it. You're walking in the store and you hear people just in conversation dropping swear words. And I'm like, oh my God, do you realize you're in public? Mm-hmm. And I guess I didn't really pay attention to that until I had kids. And now you are very aware of the sounds around you.
Mm-hmm.
And very protective. So I'm going to say this woman is a jerk, too.
How do you call it? Look at the phones. 222-BUZZ. Call us up. Is she jerk or justified? She has every right. There's no real rules. Right?
I don't know. I guess we're going to come up with a rule. If it's not official, we're going to make it official today in court.
222-2899. It's The Buzz.
There is now a new dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is an area which we call The Judgment Zone.
Jerk or Justified is brought to you by Zaya Proko, the official lawyers of The Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on The Breakfast Buzz.
If you decide that this person was a jerk, now in every waiting room, if you own a business or a doctor's office, you have to put a plaque up that says it's been ruled by The Judgment Zone that this would be jerk behavior. So Darlene reached out to us, and she was supposed to come on the air with us and present her case, but she's not feeling too good. So jerk or jerk. You did it again, the elbow hug. Why?
I just did an elbow hug again. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but you do it like you're doing sit-ups and crunches. Like that's how.
It's okay. A COVID hug with elbows.
This is the message that she sent us. When sitting in a waiting area, is it acceptable to play videos or such on your phone out loud for all to hear? While waiting in the waiting room today, a woman continued to play videos on her phone that contained multiple expletives, racial slurs, and more, with no regard to the others being forced to listen to it.
Jerk or justified. It makes me weird when I hear other people's things. Like I get, I don't want to hear this. Yeah,
when I hear, other people's things.
When I hear other people's calls or phones or that. Even ringtones make me embarrassed when I hear people's ringtones. When they're like, you know, all of a sudden it's the bewitched, bewitched, bewitched,
you
bewitched.
I'm like, were the one who would play the psycho theme when certain people would call.
Yeah,
your phone.
Yeah, that was fun. But I've gotten over that thing.
Oh, okay.
That old ringtone.
Okay. So you evolved and you think everyone else should too.
Here you go. 222 Buzz, Jerk or Justified. Good morning.
It is total jerk. Oh my God. What if you're sitting there and the person that you brought into the hospital is like in a life or death situation?
What if it's a different, I just assumed a doctor's office type waiting room, but it could be the tax office. I don't know. What other waiting rooms are there that we...
You could be a Delta Sonic waiting for your car to get
Yeah, it could be anywhere, really. Does it matter where you are?
It really doesn't matter where you are. Okay. I don't want to hear your
That's apparently what was coming out of her phone, that word, too.
Do you realize what you just did? You just did a hypocritical, okay.
It's fine. Thank you. Hi, good morning. The Buzz, Jerk or Justified?
It is Jerk.
I'd have to hear the content to be completely sure, but based on what the Darlene had said in her little message, it sounded like it was pretty rude.
So do you call out anybody, like even anybody who even just is in a conversation with their best friend and drops an F-bomb in the middle of the store, in the middle of Target, do you still call them out as being a jerk?
Well, it's not even the swear words. Not everybody needs to hear what you're talking about. There's a tone. It's basically using your indoor voice.
Yes.
And your if you're watching voice. Videos or listening to music, there's headphones. That's your entertainment, not everybody else's entertainment.
Yeah, good point. Very good point.
All right.
Thank you. Oh, hey, The Buzz, good morning.
What if she's just trying to entertain everybody else in the waiting room?
Oh, yeah. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, what's going on? What do you think? Jerk or justified?
I think it is a jerk move. Just like when people take a call in the waiting room and have that obnoxiously loud conversation.
So true.
I got to tell you, those are my parents, though. My mother and dad have called me before. I'm like, what are you doing right now? We're walking the mall. And I'm like, are you on speaker? Yeah. I'm like, oh, my God, you're those people. And, you know, they're older, so they're talking loud. I'm like, oh, my God, hang up and call me when you get home. Oh,
that happened the other day. I was in Walmart grabbing something quick. I was going through the self-checkout, and dude picks up and says, hello. And it must have been his mother, or she was speaking, like, Spanish or something. And he was talking back and forth to each other on his speakerphone. I'm like, guys, even though I can't understand you, I can still hear you.
Yeah, but you can't barge mom. So he's a smart boy.
All right, we're going to register that as jerk, okay?
Thank you.
222 Buzz, calls come in. Shall we take some more? I don't think we're going to get one. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning, fine, beautiful people.
Yes. Hello, handsome dude.
Oh, wow.
Okay, we will all step away and let you guys have your moment.
I said beautiful people, so I included you in there, Sandra.
Oh, okay, Scott did not. He's just talking to you and only you.
Sandra, there I go. I'm getting accused without even being juried yet.
Yeah, it sounds like
okay, so now are we going to create a plaque that goes on every waiting room that says it is jerk to turn up your phone loud?
Mm. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah. Just like when you're walking through Walmart or you're walking down the street, you know, the speakerphone is a function you have to tap purposely.
Mm-hmm.
It's not there naturally. So I don't want to hear your conversation. People walking down the street with their phones out in front of them yelling at each other going, I can't hear you. I'll take it off the speakerphone, you moron.
Now, what if it's a good, juicy conversation? Do you
I don't
still?
Care. I don't
okay.
care.
All right.
I don't want to hear it. It makes me weird.
All right. Case is closed. Yeah. Here we go.
Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a verdict.
Sure.
The case, the testimony, the verdict. It's the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on 98.9 The Buzz.
Your jerk or justified verdict is brought to you by Zaya Proko, the official lawyers of the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on 98.9 The Buzz.